League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here we go. It's the best in soccer talk tonight, and we have a real treat for you tonight. A number of very interesting interviews in store. We will also have three gentlemen in the house here tonight. Author Tom Clare will come in. He's an expert on Manchester United. We will also have in the house of Roomba newspaper, Gustavo Rangel, who's always very opinionated about the game. We'll get some thoughts with Gustavo. And, of course, my partner on Root Sports as an analyst and former Dynamo defender, Eddie Robinson. He will join us here tonight as well. Of course, you know the Dynamo coming off a 3-0 loss yesterday to Vancouver, but what an end for Major League Soccer. They called it Decision Day, and we have got some amazing playoff matchups. We'll talk about that tonight. Manchester Derby, anything on your mind in the world of soccer at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, and we remind you, our great sponsors on this show, 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, the Daspit Law Firm, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, The Gorgeous Gale, Amigo Energy. We thank all of you and Bar Munich for the great support of this show. 713-780-3776. Dynamo season is over. Goal differential improved. Record improved. More points in a tougher conference, a Western Conference. Your thoughts on the Houston Dynamo at 713-780-3776. Where do they go in the future? Tough way to end the year. It was kind of too bad that in the second half, Vancouver just rolled over them. Vancouver had so much to play for, and they actually ended up second in the Western Conference in the playoffs. So you get one or two in your conference, and you get real benefit from that. But we do have some amazing matchups. We'll talk to the guys about that here tonight as well. Steve Davis will be on this show from World Soccer Talk. Matt Pence will be on this show from the Seattle Times, talking about soccer and media, and also what's going on with the Seattle Sounders in the L.A. Matchup in the playoffs, which is a beauty. And, of course, Matt Peterson, the Dynamo play-by-play man on the radio, will join us on the program here tonight. Matt and I will go through some of the playoff matchups, give you our predictions and our thoughts, because it's fun. This is what it's all about. It is fun. 713-780-3776. Oh, I love the commercialization of the game. Jose Mourinho's camp already in contact with PSG and Inter Milan in case of sacking. How about that? Jose's already got his eyes on another gig. Now, you would say that's pretty darn good planning, but I think a guy as wealthy as him probably is in no rush. Chelsea gets beat by West Ham United on Saturday. Their fifth lost in the Premier League. The club's board supposedly is now tentatively discussing the idea of pushing the special one out the door. Roman Abramovich supposedly wanting to give him a little bit more time to turn a poor situation around, but wow, what a fall from grace. You know, I called the New York Red Bulls match against Chelsea. And I know these games, there's a lot of reasons why they're being done. Merchandising, marketing, branding, all that. All these teams come to the United States. But Chelsea got run around by a bunch of young kids on the New York Red Bulls. Because if you remember, the night before, the Red Bulls played their first team in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Don't ask me how those games got scheduled back-to-back like that. I think like a 17-year-old kid scored. And I'll remember Mourinho after that game was not pleased. And I kind of like I'm relating that moment to what has been essentially a free fall. And it's pretty stunning. Sources are saying Mourinho would like to go to PSG. Don't you just love it? And where's the Chelsea brand right now? Wow, is it bottomed out? Pretty quickly, if we're talking in the moment. Manchester City, Manchester United, obviously looked like City was happy with a point. without David Silva, without Sergio Aguero, I just can't see Manchester United beating City. But Anthony Martial, what a signing for Manchester United. 713-780-3776. It was not the most eventful of Mancurian derbies, but you know what? That happens sometimes. It just happens sometimes that the games just don't live up to it. Manchester United, to me, seem pretty cautious. Wayne Rooney is getting a lot of criticism, although I don't think they got him on the ball that much. As I mentioned, Anthony Martial, Lindegaard. Martial is just, I mean, this kid, what a promising signing he is. Wow. I mean, we might be talking about him as a world star in the game one day. But should Manchester United have opened it up a little bit more and went for it? Especially with Manchester City lacking Sergio Aguero and David Silva? And how far off is Manchester United and Louis van Gaal really from Manuel Pellegrini and Manchester City? 713-780-3776, big weekend for Harry Kane against Bournemouth. And again, we mentioned the Houston Dynamo down 3-0 to Vancouver. It was 0-0 at halftime. Now, Vancouver came out in a 4-2-3-1. They were missing their playmakers. Pedro Morales has been out for a while. Nico Mesqueda out. These are their passers of the ball. They started with two holding midfielders. Matias Laba, if you remember, was the guy who got ejected in Houston, along with Kendall Waston. It was Laba and Tybert in the holding midfield spot. They used Gershon Kofi as a playmaker. But their real strength and power came from wide guys. Christian Teixeira, absolutely outstanding. Kakuta Mane, who played youth soccer here in Houston, by the way, getting the game's first goal. And I thought Shannon Williams actually was doing a great job on him. He found a pocket of space at the top of the box, though. The Dynamo didn't get the pressure they probably would have liked on him. And that was the game's first goal, and then it was pretty much game, set, and match. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We're talking Mancurian Derby, Premier League, MLS playoffs. We are talking Dynamo Vancouver. Again, at 713-780-3776. So I put the question out there, how far away is Manchester United from Manchester City? Let's go to the phone lines. We'll start it off here tonight. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 with Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind?
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Bilal. How are you?
I'm good. A little sort of disappointed with Manchester United. I think given Manchester City's missing players, I think this was their opportunity to make a statement and go up top on the table. And I don't understand what the tactic was. It was cautious. It was reserved. It was possession, but possession without results.
Yeah, didn't seem to get Wayne Rooney on the ball in the best areas. I think the one player that really looked like he had the conviction to want to really make stuff happen consistently was Anthony Martial.
He did, but I didn't like the position that he was playing. It was just sort of on the left and just isolated. And when he did get the ball, he did show signs that, you know, something was coming, but it never happened. Not even, you know, halftime when they added Lindegaard, and it was just a wasted opportunity for them.
Well, Martial's only 19. This is a promising kid. I just think there's some special things about him. I think also his demeanor to me is pretty impressive. He seems mature beyond his years to me. There's nothing wrong with him being isolated either, by the way, Bilal.
No, there's not. And when he was isolated, he did create chances. He did get calls his way, and he did create those sort of just brilliant moments. But it's just, you would like to see more of it given City's missing players, especially if you're playing at home.
Yep, maybe the bar is set and is a little bit smoke and mirrors with Manchester United. Because when Silva's there and when Aguero's there and those guys are healthy, I can't see Manchester United beating them.
No, don't. I think Man-
Yeah.
I think they're one player away. I think Manchester United is one player away, maybe two, from really dominating Manchester for the next few years.
Who would be that player and what type, more importantly, what type of player are you talking about? What would it be? A striker?
I would think another striker. I think when Wayne Rooney and Van Persie were playing together with Van Persie up top, they had real success there. I think Wayne Rooney as a number 10, it's a little bit of a reach. I think someone at number 10 and him going back at number 9 would be ideal. I think they're heavy on midfield and they're really solid on defense, but that striker position is sort of killing them right now.
780-3776. Bilal, thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for your insight tonight and getting us going.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep it going here. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Major League Soccer's playoffs are set up as well. But any more follow-up on Manchester United and Manchester City? Arsenal now is tied with United at the top of the table. And here's what a lot of people are going to say now about the Premier League, and I'm hearing this pretty consistently. City's going to rev their engines and take over. Arsenal's going to fade and do a typical Arsene Wenger. That's also what I'm hearing from people. These are just random soccer fans and Premier League fans. What are your thoughts? 713-780-3776. Let's try Rafael now, and let's get Rafael on the line. Rafael, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Like Bilal, on the last call, I'm a little disappointed with the Man U game. I think Martial would have opened up, he would have played a lot better if Luke Shaw was behind him. I think Rojo did amazing. It's nothing on that. It's just there's no one running for him. Schweinsteiger, he did amazing also, but that there was no creativity once we got into that final third. It was just nothing.
Well, let me ask you this. Did they play into their strikers well enough? In other words, did they get the ball to the feet of Rooney and Martial enough? I didn't think so.
You're right. I think Rooney didn't get the ball enough, but when he did, I believe his name was Otamendi, just shut him down pretty good. I think he had Wayne Rooney against the ropes, and Wayne couldn't do anything. His movements were fine, but they weren't up to par. I love Wayne Rooney. He's a great player, and he's obviously going to one day retire in, you know, the Hall of Fame of Manchester United, which he could do already. But I think it's time to start looking for someone up there that's new or fresher and go from there.
Are you saying you think he's a little long in the tooth now? Do you think he's
it's the hard back, to say.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, I am. It's really hard to say because he's one of the greatest players that have played for Manchester United, but I think that's what Man U is all about. They're about young players getting the start and you know, making beautiful performances. That was, compared to how Manchester's been the past 10 years, that was not up to par. I am happy that we escaped with a point. I think the only moment I had a heart attack was when Raheem Sterling had the shot and it was deflected. But other than that, it was a point that I think we could have got. And if Aguero and Silva are back and healthy 100%, it's going to be a tough one at City. It's going to be very tough.
Agreed. Rafael, anything else? Did you want to talk Dynamo?
Dynamo, really upsetting, but they are – hopefully there's some changes coming. I'd love to hear from Eddie Robinson. I wonder what he's going to say about last night's performance. But I do want to say I love the decision day hype. I got to hear everything. I got to hear about all the games. Taylor Twellman, I think he had a great idea on maybe for these knockout games, maybe giving it a week and hyping them up even more because those are going to be some great games.
Yeah, it's all well and good if you have the time to do that. The networks could accommodate. I think there's a lot of other challenging things there, but I think the more time that you can give players to respond and be able to prepare, and bridge the gap of being able to get the best performances out of them and their teams. I think the better it is for the game. I just don't know if that's possible. I don't think it is, or they wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, as of right now, probably the only thing that was crossing my mind was probably other sports probably taking all the airtime at the time. But yeah, it is a great idea for maybe one day in the future.
The more time and rest you can give players, I think they're going to tell you it's a great idea also, because they're so overburdened in the modern game. I mean, every level of soccer, quite frankly. I mean, college games, you got kids playing Fridays and Sundays. I mean, and you expect them to respond. You know, the professional game, it's just, it's ridiculous sometimes what you're expecting out of athletes. And then they're your investments. And, you know, I mean, the amount of hamstring injuries now related to being overworked is pretty incredible. Yeah,
Very true.
Rafael, if I was going to talk the Dynamo, a couple of things I would say. Overall, team speed has to improve. It's been a team the last couple of years that really has been too methodical, playing a lot of passes sideways, no breakout capability, lacking penetrators. I think that's an area that's got to improve in the future, and that's why when Giles Barnes goes down, it's a big deal, right? Because he's one of your key penetrators along with DeMarcus Beasley. This is a big rework. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen because, you know, you're trying to turn it around and change it, according to Owen Coyle. I would also say a number 10 is very important in the future. Somebody that can dictate the tempo of the game from a central area. Somebody that can get themselves out of pressure when on the ball and into areas where they can create and hit passes that penetrate and turn defenses. And if you get a little bit more athleticism, you can be more dangerous on the counterattack, too. It's important. But the Dynamo also, the inconsistency, some of that is down to players as well. And, you know, maybe there's a need for more leadership on this team, I think, as well. But these are all things that are going to take time. And, you know, I'm laughing because I hear people so upset. There have been some subtle improvements this year. I mean, the team's gotten more points. It's got a better goal differential from last year. Seemed a bit more stable, but it's still woefully inconsistent. And I think that's the big piece in the picture is acquiring a couple more players that are going to help make this a more consistent team, a more athletic team, and one that I think it's time. There just hasn't been a playmaker here as far as a real traditional number 10 from a central area that really is needed in the future.
Yeah,
thank you, Rafael.
I think the fans just get used to playoffs. But thank you very much. I love the show. Hope to be on next time.
All right. Nice contributions, Rafael. Way to go. Get it going. Thank you very much. We'll take a quick break here, a quick reminder here. Soccer fans, Bud Light, the official beer of the Houston Dynamo, the Mexican national team. Bud Light reminds you to get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. They remind you that BBVA Compass Stadium is state-of-the-art. Catch a Dynamo, the Dash International Soccer there. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens and the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break, 7-Up break, and a Bud Light break. We're back with more. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We're settling in a couple of great guests. Eddie Robinson, the former Dynamo defender, and my partner on Root Sports, coming in studio. We've also got Gustavo Rangel in here of Rumbo, and also has done a lot of work on Dynamo Television as well. And get to these two fine gentlemen here shortly. Tom Clare, the author, he will be in here shortly. A Manchester United expert. What a gentleman he is as well. A quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm, who's working for you 24/7. They are Houston personal injury attorneys. They handle personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents down to medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right on down, believe it or not, to boat and car, wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. Daspit Law Firm, 713-364-0915, or toll-free, both in English and Spanish, 888-273-1045. That's 888-273-1045. 1045. Soccer Matters. Thanks. The Daspit Law Firm. With that, I say hello to the one and only Gustavo Rangel of Rumbo Newspaper. Gustavo, thank you very much for coming in.
No, thank you for inviting me. Always glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. I always love having Gustavo. Very opinionated, and the guy next to me is as well. Eddie Robinson's here, too.
Well, thanks for having me, but nobody has a more contagious smile than Gustavo. Yeah, I just look at the guy and he makes me smile. Yes. I enjoy being around him.
All right, so let's start it off here with, before we get Tom Claren here, let's start it off with the Manchester United Manchester City match. Eddie, your initial thoughts on this ends in a 0-0 draw.
A lot of credit to the defenders. A lot of people want to give Bonnie and De Bruyne and Sterling and Rooney and Martial, all these, they want to give these guys a lot of flack, but I give a lot of credit to the defenders on each side. Both teams came in with a very good game plan, wanting to defend, trying to neutralize the opponent's attack. And sometimes that wins. A lot of times, yes, attack wins, and especially these big money teams, but you got to give credit to the defense. Yes, 0-0, it stinks. We'd like to see some goals, but a lot of credit to the defenders in that game.
Leave it to Eddie Robinson to talk about defending, right? I mean,
he kind of leans that way. Sometimes. I've been kicked in the TV booth a few times accidentally. I don't know where these shots came from, but I kind of figured it was him. You heard what Eddie said. City without Aguero, City without Silva. Can Manchester United beat them when those two guys are there?
They should be. They should be able to beat them, right? I mean, those are big time, you know, absentees. So yeah, they definitely should beat them.
Your thoughts on Anthony Martial, the new striker for Manchester United, the 19-year-old, and then Wayne Rooney in combination?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you have Wayne Rooney, who, you know, is a veteran, you know, a guy that's proven, and then you got this guy that, you know, he looks like he's the real deal, right? I mean, just he seems to have like the whole package, right? I mean, to think of that maybe. I don't know if to the level of Messi or Ronaldo, but I mean the guy is, you know, the guy has the potential, you know, and you kind of, we kind of think back. I remember when you were still playing, Eddie, Wayne Rooney was going to come. Remember back in the day, but he signed before he made it here, and you know that was kind of the rise of him. And you see this new kid, and you kind of think of, you know, of Wayne Rooney back in the day, and just seeing the great things that he might be capable of doing.
Do you guys remember the furor over him? Because remember, he was a Liverpool kid at Everton, and they were absolutely going nuts when he got pinched away by Manchester United. Remember that?
Oh, I remember the goal that he scored against Arsenal while he was at Everton, that little inside the foot bender. That kind of was his announcement to the scene. And Anthony Martial, you look at him, and you compare him to Kevin De Bruyne. Both have scored quite a few goals now in a big stage, on a big stage for big clubs. De Bruyne probably more expected than Martial, but this kid is, he's exciting and he's fun to watch because so many people didn't expect him to do that. People expected De Bruyne to come in and score goals and be effective, but Anthony Martial was more, well, hopefully he does well, but he's probably going to be a project for the future. They were kind of just saving themselves so they weren't going to get hammered if he didn't do well, but wow,
he's a gamer. I mean, they're just players like that in every sport, right? They're just gamers, and he's gonna thrive, and he's gonna be, you know, fun to watch. Hopefully for you know, a couple of years, you know.
Now let me bring in a pure gentleman, author of many books. We'll get to some of those titles soon. He is Tom Clary's. I think he's one of the gatekeepers secretly at Manchester United of their history. He may be on the payroll. We don't know. But as we're talking Manchester United, we can't do it without you, Tom. Mm-hmm. Anthony Martial, though, Louis van Gaal played him from the word go, didn't he?
He did, and I think he's done wonderfully well since he came over there. And the thing was, but people have got to keep it on the ground a little bit. The guy is only 19. He's still developing. And there's been a lot of criticism this week about him not playing the central role. I think he's right where he is just now.
Yeah, it's funny because I had a caller who called in and said, well, he was isolated out wide. And I said, well, what's wrong with that?
He does a lot of damage coming in that left-hand side. He really does it. And he's got phenomenal feet. And for a guy who's so young, his strength You know, that is what's amazed me. And he's not been fazed by it at all.
Does he carry himself like a really mature guy, though?
I'd like to ask a question. Yeah. When Martial came in, there were so many comparisons to Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you're going to get these comparisons, you know. But he's not Thierry Henry. He's Anthony Martial. You know, he will develop. He will develop into his own character, his own style. He's got his head on the ground. And the other good thing about him, he's only 19, but he's married.
That is a good thing.
He's got a settled family life. You know?
Boy, isn't that, you know, I know people are out there maybe chuckling, but Gustavo, when your life is settled, and it can be an advantage to a young player.
Yeah, definitely, because you're more mature. You know, you've dealt with real-life situations. You know, you're not the young kid that's getting all this money and, you know, you got friends and, you know, you got a guy that's, you know, that's settled. That's a huge advantage, you know, being a professional player, you know, having that. Because, I mean, I've seen it like in Mexican soccer, a lot of these guys, you know, that end up professional, like, you know, in Mexico, the debut age is not as like it's in Argentina, you know, at 17, 16. No, it's usually later, you know, 19, 20, 21. You know, and a lot of those guys are under that same situation that they already have kids. They already have, you know, so they behave differently. But you get the young kids like Marco Fabian, and you know, they love to party. Omar Bravo, you know, when he was younger, loves to party. I mean, so yeah, that's huge. You know, for him to have that settled, you know, that's huge.
United. Tom, I didn't know that he was married.
Oh yeah,
and
he's only 19.
That's the thing that's impressed me. The way he carries himself,
have a look
man.
At the comparison with him and Memphis Depay. Now, United have got a bit of a problem at the moment with Depay, and they've had to take him to task. You know, his attitude apparently has not been right. The way he's been turning up for games. One of the press boys compared him to a Peruvian street walker.
Yeah, because he had some get-up on.
I mean, Peruvian flute player.
Come on, you know, you're a professional player. You've got a responsibility. You know, and he's at the big stage. You know, where can he go from Manchester United?
Yeah,
you know, and if he's not careful, my seeing of the situation, he's like Nani at the moment. You know, if he doesn't learn and develop, we're going to have another Nani on our hands. And his inconsistency is.
Let me just set the table as to who's in here again. Send for those who are listening. he is Tom Clare. He is an author. And he is in here tonight, great historian with Manchester United. We learn so much every time he comes in studio. Gustavo Rangel, longtime good friend, great member of the media, Rumbo newspaper, and, of course, Eddie Robinson, former Dynamo defender who had the ungodly task of calling the Dynamo Vancouver game with me last night on Root Sports. Sorry about that, Eddie. All right, so was United too cautious, Tom?
No,
were they too cautious? Was this the night to go for it?
It was a game of chess, wasn't it, really? You know, I mean, City didn't really go out to win the game.
I don't think they did.
You know, and they packed that midfield. That was the problem. They could have stolen it in the later stages. Because if Rooney had not been aware, Otamendi would have scored. But I don't think United were cautious. It was just the way the game was set out. And you know, the best chances did go to United. They were a little unlucky. I mean,
Lindegaard at the end?
Yeah, Lindegaard, you know, that would have been a fantastic goal. But credit Joe Hart, the save that he made from Smalling. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. I thought it was a good game to watch. And at the end, United probably should have shaded it, but it's one of
those
games.
You know, most people are going to say this was a very uneventful Mancunian derby.
No.
They're going to say that this was United's opportunity to beat City because of the lack of Aguero and the lack of David Silva. The thing that jumped out to me was not getting the ball to the feet of Wayne Rooney more and not getting the ball to the feet of Martial.
One of the problems, and there's been a lot of criticism of Rooney this year, you know, that he's not the player he was, that he shouldn't be in the team. Wayne Rooney's work rate, and as you know, as ex-players yourselves, working off the ball is just as important as working with the ball. And Rooney's work rate, it's just phenomenal. It really is. They're still developing as a team. You know, and you know, teams aren't built overnight. Sometimes I feel the fans and the media, they expect too much too soon. You're not going to build a team overnight. So, you know, it's going to take another two seasons or so before you see the best of this young team.
Perfect segue, Tom, because I want to move that to Eddie, and I want to say, are the fans in Houston patient enough with where the Dynamo are with a managerial change, a structural change, and everything that's going on? And then, Gustavo, we'll get your thoughts on that as well.
The problem right now for the fans in Houston is they tried to be patient the last couple of years with Dominic Kinnear. Now they've been asked to be patient again with a new coach, a new system. And, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but almost 50% turnover in the roster from last year to this. That's almost unheard of in any league in the world. 50% turnover is insane. Then you add an entirely new coaching staff. You add a technical director, which this club has not had, and this is its 10th season. A guy that's around. So now the players, it's a struggle for them to change what they know. Every single day when they came to training, they knew exactly this is what Monday is going to be like. This is what Tuesday is going to be like. Wednesday is always going to be off. Thursday training session is going to be this. Friday's training session is going to be this. It was as structured gets. Now there's a difference. So if you ask me at the beginning of the year, if the Dynamo could put their best 11 on the field every single week for 34 weeks, would they make the playoffs? I would say without question. But if you ask me that same question, knowing there's a different coach in place, he wants to play a different style of soccer, I'll say football, our man over here, I would say that's going to be iffy. Yeah. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. I can say from talking to players and talking to Wade Barrett, the one holdover from the staff from last year, that guys are eager to transition, to get their mentality right, to get the style of play down, to do what Owen Coyle wants, because I can certainly say that he is a motivator. He is a man manager, which doesn't always translate into Major League Soccer. In the rest of the world, in Spain, in England, in France, in Germany, in Brazil, in Portugal, you can say these players don't need to be taught the game. But in Major League Soccer,
the youth
system is not what it is. You still have to teach. So is motivation enough? I think Owen Coyle's had a little bit of an awakening this year, and he said it the other night after the game.
But I think he expected that. I mean, listen, you got to step backwards, and the pot has to get stirred if you're going to do as much change as you're doing here. From structure, other people's opinions now with a sporting director. Everything doesn't stay the same forever, and this is a blow up. This is a rebuild. Your thoughts, Gustavo?
Well, I think to a certain extent, the fans here, the Dynamo fans especially, are spoiled, right? I mean, because we got a Lamborghini, you know.
Eddie's team is completely different.
Let me get to my point. That Lamborghini just came from San Jose here, right? And then two championships just like that. And then and then Dominique worked off of that for the later year, the years after that, making playoffs after playoff after playoff, right? But he had, obviously, you know, his, like Eddie says, his structure. And it worked, right? You know, there was a turnover, but it wasn't 50%, obviously. And you had, you know, you were plugging in players here, plugging in players there. You know, Stewart would come in, Corey came in, you know, and you would get the results, right? And then, you know, the veterans started leaving, you know, Dwayne De Rosario, Eddie, you know, other players started leaving. But Dominique had his structure, and he had those players convinced on his system and his culture, right? Well, that ended, you know, everything ends, and that ended.
When did it end? A couple years ago?
I think it ended 2 years ago, two years before he left.
I think 2013, they don't get near the playoffs without Tally Holt.
I think that was it.
I think last year it was not good.
Yeah.
And now
Owen Coyle is a totally different situation. He doesn't have a Lamborghini, right? I mean, this, you know, he was given, you know, a Lamborghini way back, you know, an old Lamborghini, right? Now he's got to work with it.
There's a lot of Lamborghinis in here tonight.
You know, what I'm saying is now he's starting in a way from scratch, you know, from scratch and coming, like Eddie said, to a new culture. Because one of the things that I've noticed from international players that have come here from Mexico, from Honduras, is the culture, right? I mean, the first thing that strikes him is just like, dude, this is just too different. You know, it's too different, and it's hard to adapt to the culture, right?
Hold that thought.
The same thing for Owen Coyle, for sure.
Hold that thought. We're up on a hard break. Gustavo Rangel of Rumbo, Tom Clare of, well, give me a couple titles of your books, Tom. Busby Babes.
Forever a Babe. The Men Who Were the Busby Babes. The United Tour of Manchester. The Definitive History of Manchester
man.
United.
And by the way, you look great. You've trimmed down.
Yes.
You've trimmed down. Eddie Robinson, you look good too. Gustavo, you do too. Me, I'm a wreck. We'll take a break. It's 7-Up break here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. I know you feel the same.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
I bring you back with a little super heavy here. Good friend of mine. Angelo Lawford turned me on to this band. Joss Stone. Ari Rockman. That's one of the Marleys. And you will hear Mick Jagger come in here in a minute. So another one of the great English imports. By the way, I learned today that Keith Richards owns 1,000 guitars, but only plays 15 of them. How about that? Quick word here for Amigo Energy. They remind you that November 1st, daylight savings time. It is electricity savings time for Amigo Energy. This month's featured product, Assurance 24, the program offers a single all-in rate of all usage levels, no customer service payment fees. The program ideal for people like me who live in an apartment, and for anyone who doesn't use a lot of electricity. So if you're tired of getting hit with low usage fees, I'm sick and tired of getting hit with fees, period. I want to save money. So if you're tired of getting hit with low usage fees or having to pay fees when you call in your payment, well, Assurance 24 is the program for you. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today or call 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. Sign up for electricity savings today. And Eddie Robinson, you wore that Amigo Energy jersey.
I still have Amigo Energy. They give me a good deal. I told them as long as they give me a good deal, I'll hold on to it.
It's awesome. You remember when the lights went out in L.A. and they were chanting Amigo Energy? God,
stop, yeah. Man. Stop.
Those were the days. We won't get into conspiracy. All right, so we welcome you back. Gustavo Rangel of La Prensa also did the Dynamo broadcast on Telemundo. Tom Clare, noted author. Here's a couple of Tom's books. The Men Who Were the Busby Babes, The United Tour of Manchester, Deepest Red, a Manchester United anthology, Nostalgic Ramblings of an Old Red. I mean, this man is a treasure, and he is one of the gatekeepers of Manchester United. Forever a Babe, obviously, growing up with Manchester United because Tom grew up in the shadows of Old Trafford. So with that in mind, and I'm going to get all of your opinions on this, and Eddie Robinson of the Houston Dynamo, I'll start with you, Tom. We found out that a Houston football player missed a flight to a game, one of the Texan players. Now, what would happen if that happened to Wayne Rooney at Manchester United?
Well, he wouldn't be playing for a few weeks, that's for certain. And he'd be a bit lighter in the pocket. But, you know, there's no excuse for that.
Is that stunning, Eddie?
It's embarrassing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. You're getting paid a lot of money. Are you kidding me? You can't show up on time? It's disgusting.
Gustavo, if you didn't show up for a Telemundo broadcast, what do you think happens?
I won't show up anymore because
you'll be showing
I'll
up.
Be fired.
You'll be on this radio show more often.
That's right. No, that's how do players take that, Eddie? How do they take that when you know one of your guys you know shows up like that late regularly?
Listen, it happened in my career on the road, especially after wins. Guys would go out, and every once in a while, guys would show up late, and there would be fines. And they would be punished from the coaching staff. It's something very easy to do. It doesn't matter if you're out and you're partying, you're having a good time. You can pack your stuff and you can get on the bus on time. Fall asleep on the bus, get on the airplane and go to sleep. There's no reason to miss it. It's disrespectful to your teammates. It's disrespectful to your coaches. It's disrespectful to the fans that buy the tickets and pay your salary.
Yeah, I mean, what a black mark on an organization. All right, I'm going to take you to Jose Mourinho, who already, Tom, is pining for his next gig. His agent says they're in contact with PSG and Inter, and I know you sometimes get a little knocked back with the commercialization of the game and the selfishness of the game that sometimes does come out in a money-filled environment. Your thoughts on Jose now with Chelsea, where the wheels have sort of fallen off here, and now eyeballing his next gig.
Yeah, well, it's the first time he's ever sort of experienced this, isn't it? If you remember the last time I was on the show, I said to you, they've had a very difficult pre-season, and that if they don't get on the right track early, he's going to be in trouble. And there's definitely something amiss down at Chelsea. You see, they've lost the dressing room. There's certainly a split there somewhere. And, you know, once players stop respecting you, you've got big, big problems. And I honestly think he'll be gone before Christmas.
Eddie?
Listen, I'll say this. I think the guy has no respect for anyone but himself. And for me, humility is something that takes professional athletes as high as they can go. Save maybe your Michael Jordans, your once-in-a-lifetimes, your Herschel Walkers.
Of course, he went to North Carolina where Eddie went, so there's a little nepotism here. I'm just kidding.
Humility takes you a long way, and there's nobody I like to see lose more than Jose Mourinho because of his arrogance. I don't like it, and I don't appreciate it, and I don't respect it because I don't think he respects the game. He doesn't respect his opponents, and I don't think he respects his players.
Gustavo, your thoughts on Mourinho, and listen, this is a man who certainly is a narcissist. I don't think there's any question. And if you're a narcissist and you're winning, you can get away with it. But when you're not winning, you can't.
Yeah, if you don't convince anybody, definitely, you know, someone is willing to show you the door. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, the guy has, you know, he's gotten results, you know, in the past, and he's capable. You know, obviously, he's a coach that has certain methods that not everybody agrees with. But, I mean, there's always going to be a market for him. And, you know, I know you're like me. I hate the commercialization of soccer. But unfortunately, it kind of seems to be only in soccer, right? I mean, like here, for example, Bill O'Brien. No, I mean, if you put Bill O'Brien in any team in Europe, they're calling for his head and yeah, he needs to go, right? But in soccer, it's more... It's more easy, right? Like for a coach to move on to another team, or just, you know, it seems to be that way to me. You know, that
more cutthroat.
Yeah, more cutthroat, and a coach also, I guess, a soccer coach, especially in Mexican soccer, for example. I mean, that is crazy. In Mexican soccer, they lose 5 games and he's out. You know what I mean? So,
well, what about Don Mattingly for the LA Dodgers? He's won how many league division titles? Didn't win a World Series, so peace out. See you later.
Listen,
I don't think anybody questions the fact that Mourinho is a very talented manager. I don't think that's in question at all. We know he's a very talented man.
But I mean, he's going to land somewhere. I mean,
he's always had the resources, and you know, at Chelsea, unlimited resources. What he's got,
but that's a virtue too. I mean, that's a virtue too. Not every coach can handle all those high top players, you know what I mean. That's a virtue.
Just a different challenge, I think, Tom. I'm not sure I always buy that he's got the resources, because I think sometimes when you do have all the resources and the expectations, you do have to do a different type of managerial job.
Yeah.
And I also think there's guys that are more suited for workmanlike teams, less egos, and maybe are afraid to coach the big star.
But it's easier when you've got those resources than when you haven't. I'd love to see Mourinho coach at a club like Rochdale. Let's see how good he is.
Okay, tell me what he's got on John Terry. The first guy that could criticize Jose Mourinho comes out and says, this guy is going to right the ship. We have the best manager in the world. What does he have on John Terry? I'm wondering, because you sit John Terry. Yes, he had a bad game. Listen, he's not the only one in the squad.
No, but I thought he lost a step last year. I thought even in the title run that he was getting long in the tooth and could be exposed.
It's what happens to all of us. We lose that yard of pace.
It's if you had it.
Mm-hmm. No, he was pretty quick.
Yeah. No. I was making a joke. Yes,
he's got something.
I wasn't meaning
when the owner's an oil baron, a Russian billionaire who's got guys that are 6'4", 250 with automatic pistols rolling around, you know he's got something on somebody. I'm telling you. That's the only reason he's still got a
job. You got some intimate knowledge of Abramovich.
Smarter than I look, man.
Talking guns
can't
here.
See it on the radio.
You see, that's the name of the game today, isn't it? It's money.
Yeah.
You know. The teams that
have
the money.
Do you yearn for the old days, Tom? Do you yearn for them?
I just wish, Glenn, that
because
kids today could have experienced what I experienced as a young boy. You know, I mean, it's just so different now.
They were so woven in the fabric of your community, right?
I go home, as you know, and I go to watch a game. I go down to Old Trafford, and I look around, and I don't see the number of kids that should be at games. Yeah. You know, it's a dwindling thing.
Because they can't get in there.
Well, they can't afford it. It's as simple as that. Before the Premier League started, in season 91-92, you could get a seat at Old Trafford for £5.50 in the Stretford End. So you're talking $8. That same seat today is £60. You know, and there's very, very little.
So we'll go out and do clinics for them, but they won't be able to come watch us at Old Trafford. Yeah. Now, we'll do a ton of clinics. Yeah. But we won't be able to get them in to actually see a game live.
I'll tell you something else at Old Trafford as well. Any free tickets they give to schools will only be given to schools that are over 70 miles away from Manchester.
Oh, that's what you get for being a local? Because they're trying to attract people.
That will spend money. Mm. Yeah.
That's sad.
And it is sad. You know, I go every year to Stretford High School. Go and talk to the kids there. The first question, it's normal year seven kids that I speak to, and the first question I ask is, how many of you have been inside the stadium at Old Trafford, and how many have you seen a game? And if I get one or two hands, I'm lucky.
Wow. That's kind of stunning.
And that school is within touching distance.
And here was you, as a little kid, walking up to games, and Duncan Edwards, the big star, comes up on a bicycle.
That's right.
You believe that? And then he goes out and plays in front of 50,000 people. Tell that story real fast.
Right. Well, Duncan, you know, I mean, he was an extraordinary guy. He's the most gifted player I've ever seen. You know, there's no two ways about that. But Duncan would come down to games on this old rusty bicycle. And he'd come down it's the Matt Busby Way now, but it'll always be Warwick Road to me. And he would cycle down and the kids would come after him. And the forecourt ran down to this little old shed that was the ticket office. And Duncan would get down there, he'd get off the bike, just put it against his leg and line the kids up. And he'd sign sweet packets, he'd sign papers, he'd sign pictures, and he'd disappear inside. But he'd tie the bike to an old pipe, drain pipe, and he'd tie it with a piece of string. And then it was a reciprocal process when the game had finished. He'd do exactly the same thing. He was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know.
We're going to take a quick break here. Great story, Tom. And I think, as you mentioned to me, all these players live near the stadium as well, right? Quick reminder here again, Amigo Energy reminds you, November 1st, daylight savings time. Anytime is electricity savings time for Amigo Energy. This month's featured product, Assurance 24. The program offers a single all-in rate, all usage levels with no customer service or payment fees. The program ideal for apartments or for anyone who doesn't use a lot of electricity. If you're tired of getting hit with low usage fees or having to pay fees when you call in your payment, well, Assurance 24, the program for you. AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters and enroll today or call 888-995-9299. Sign up for electricity savings today, courtesy of Amigo Energy. Gustavo Rangel, Tom Clare, Eddie Robinson, all in studio. More to come here. We'll come back. We started off with Gustavo. When we come back, we'll take a Bar Munich Gorgeous Gale break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.